Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 7 of our journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. Again, let me point out and invite you to look at the links below in the description. That will direct you to our monthly calendar and also your companion download. So, my lovely wife.
Yes, my handsome Viking.
Wouldn't you just love to read our scripture today?
Oh, I would.
Oh, then please do.
Okay. Today's scripture comes from Romans 4, 7 through 8 in the NIV version. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them. I love that.
Yes, we are blessed.
And he's not going to point his finger at us and shame us.
Right.
It's done.
Done.
To tell us, die. Done.
Over, it is done, finished. Gone, removed. Just like each one of these scriptures that we've talked about along this journey. You know, Paul pulls out this quote from David, King David, back in the Psalm, who wrote those words originally, knowing that in the future this was coming, and how he was identifying how blessed we would be. So very cool that our transgressions can be forgiven us and removed from us as far as the east is from the west.
I love that. I know we talked about, you know, God creating a beautiful masterpiece, you know, a mosaic from our broken pieces. And I can relate to that. I don't know if you can.
Well, you're a lot more artsy. So you like the mosaic and the stained glass mosaics and the tile mosaics. But yes, I can relate to actually being a mosaic of broken pieces put back together.
I know. I just think about my heart. Just there have been times where it's just shattered into a million pieces. And then God just takes all those ouchy pieces and he just takes his love. And I think we talked about Christ being the super glue, holding all of those pieces back together, you know, our heart and our lives, and just making it even better than it was, or even better than what we can imagine.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've observed in Western church or Western Christianity is that people really don't know who they are. They don't know what God has done. You know, they are caught up in what they remember and think of themselves. You know, who knows you better than you, right? So you and I have all of these memories, and we have the knowledge of all of the things that we've ever done, which makes us unworthy of anything great, right? And we need to really decide in our mind to set all of that aside and take God at his word and actually believe it when he says that he has made us perfect. He has made us his masterpiece. Whether we can see it or perceive it or not, that's what he says. So we got to decide who we're going to believe.
Yeah, and we keep going up to him going, "Hi, my name's Christine. I'm the sinner."
And he's exactly.
Like, dude, I'm... not
dude.
I don't know if he would call me dude.
He might call you dude too.
Dude, like for sure, totally rad. But I can imagine him saying, I wouldn't even added that to your name. You're just Christine.
Yeah,
child of God.
We were sinners.
Yes.
And then,
but he's not going to keep saying it over and over.
He's going to say no. I remove that from you. That old sinner is dead. Mm-hmm. And now you are my child who has been made in, a scripture that says we've been made in righteousness and true holiness.
Ooh, right standing with God.
We've been made right and we've been made holy. And until we can accept that and believe it, it's really hard to, like the scripture we talked about a few days ago, is to enter into his presence boldly, confidently, knowing that he's accepted us.
Well, can you imagine being in a friendship with someone or in a relationship with someone and they just keep doubting you or they keep saying, nope, you're a liar. I mean, you're pretty much saying you're a liar. No, I don't trust you.
It's exactly what you're doing. What kind of relationship is that going to develop?
Right.
Not a very healthy one.
All right.
So we have to learn to be in a relationship with God. And one of the things about being in relationship is trust. One of the key ingredients, right?
Well, and also, if you have all that shame and blame and all that ick in your heart, there's no place for him.
Yeah.
Because you're just playing that tape over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shameful. I did this. I did that. I did.
Or
so,
this was done to me.
Yeah.
Or that was done to me.
Right. And there's no, he's like, wait a minute. Hello. Hello. I just want to sit with you and be with you. You don't need to be doing that.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's no longer a part of you. He has made you his child, his perfect masterpiece. Yes, you may be a baby and still growing into that, but you have to know that that's who you are in the very core. It's high time that we take God at his word and believe him and recognize that he's made us perfect.
Amen. 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 Want to pray us out?
May I?
I would love it.
Right on. Well, join with us as we pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for the scripture. We thank you, Father God, for your word that has revealed to us the perfect plan that you have for us. Father, that you've taken away the old and brought in the new, and you have made us perfect, and you have made us in your image. When you look at us, Father, you don't see all the spots and blemishes because you wash them away. But you see us perfectly righteous and perfectly holy, just like Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So we thank you, Father God, for that. And we thank you so much for the love that caused you to do that. Help us to be able to receive that and set aside all of the things that hinder us. Help us to just believe and trust that you have created in us your perfect child, just the way you want. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much. I pray that you give us that revelation more and more each day as we pursue you and pursue that stronger relationship with you, that that image becomes clearer and clearer to us so that we can walk into your presence boldly and confidently, knowing that you're right there with open arms waiting for us. We thank you, Father God, and we just praise you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Well, shall we leave them with some peace?
Perfect peace.
Ooh, some perfect peace. All right, here we go.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom.